Blog Talk Radio. Happy Monday,
February the 13th, the eve before Valentine's Day. May God grant me the words to speak His thoughts. You are, and please excuse my voice. Also, I'm noticing that it sounds really weird. but again, happy Monday. It's February the 13th, the day after the Grammy Awards. And the day before Valentine's Day, for someone that not have a significant other, I am very happy and excited to see the arrival of Valentine's Day. I mean, it is a time to definitely spread love, even though that is something we should do every day, but it's the ultimate day to spread love and just share love with your loved ones, from all types of love, from everyone that you care about and love, from your family members to your, like I said, your significant others, your honey, your spouses, your teachers. Oh, when I was a little kid, I know my teachers loved it when Valentine's Day came because I loved to give my teachers Valentine happies. Not just cards, but gifts and little happies of candies and just different little stuff. It was just, you know, a fun time of the year. You know, and really, I think I gave them to all teachers, even the ones that might have... I wasn't a bad kid, but, you know, the worst thing I used to get in school was to hush my mouth. That, you know, on my report card I would get sometimes that, you know, she talks a little too much. So I wasn't a bad kid, so all of my teachers were pretty cool, even the ones that maybe used to, you know, really had to put the discipline on me. But I was a pretty good kid, so all of my teachers got happies from me from kindergarten or mid-three on up. So, yeah. And, you know, I do the same when I return to school as an adult. You know, you're supposed to treat those you care for really good, right? No, it's not brown-nosing, is it? But if you really care, it's not brown-nosing. But, again, I'm excited for the day and tomorrow. And it's definitely today. Today is today. This evening is the evening. Tonight is the night for the... where Delta Week on Tougaloo campus continues. And like I said, it's Delta Week, and I was invited about 3 to 4 weeks ago by Ms. Christian Harris, a tenure at Tougaloo, and she's a new Delta Sara, to an event that she was organizing along with the, you know, our Delta org, entitled Stop the Clowning Around, What's Going On with Our Ringleaders. And it's going to be a very informational, educational, I assume, entertaining event. It's a political discussion panel, which you all have known because I have been talking about it so much. And also at the panel, there will be a voter registration for absentee voters because, you know, the voting poll is there, and also there are a lot of students and a lot of teachers there that, you know, come from other areas. So it's important to for them to get registered for absentee voters also. And also people that work in the area, live in the area too. Tougaloo, Mississippi is located on the outskirts of Jackson. Jackson is the capital where I am. I'm in North Jackson. I'm literally right around the corner, not walking distance from Tougaloo. Well, I could walk if I wanted to walk to Tougaloo, but right around the corner, literally. I live right on the edge of Jackson, in a suburban area of Jackson, and Tougaloo is like literally right around the corner. And not that I should be telling you all my business, but really, Tougaloo is a very small and very nice community, and the area surrounding Tougaloo is very progressive and growing. Even Tougaloo has grown a lot. But one thing about it, Tougaloo College campus is so important. It's a prestigious HBCU college. And matter of fact, Tougaloo is where I met Tupac in 93 during a celebration from Lumumba, my city council ward. He's also an attorney, an annual event that he always has. And Tupac and I befriended each other 3 years before his untimely death on the campus of Tougaloo. And so, you know, that's something. Just something I want to share. And but I'm looking forward to the event. I talked with Miss Christian yesterday, and she's excited. Their event started yesterday, and I know they had a pageant yesterday, and tonight is the political forum, and then there's, like, events going on just throughout the week. I know there will be a ball on the 18th, and I'll tell you all more information regarding that. Maybe Miss Christian or the president will call this week to talk more about the other events. I mentioned to Miss Christian that if she wakes up early, she's a student and they have classes and a lot to do, if she wakes up early to call to talk about the event. But she knows I'm definitely promoting and telling all about the event. So I just would like to shout out the other invited panelists whom I will see tonight, and that's Nick Lott, and also City Councilman person Quentin Whitwell, who's also an attorney, Skip Kuhn, Tyson Jackson, Dr. Miranda Freeman, Dr. James Stewart. So excited to see them tonight. And we have some, I'm not sharing anything about the questions with you all. You all just have to wait for tonight. We have some very, very good panel questions that will be presented to us. And my thing is, I'm excited about the questions that will come from the audience and the comments that will come from the audience. So I know it's going to be a very positive and peaceful event, and just excited about it. And those of you who cannot make it, I really appreciate your prayers for the overall event to be very good and very informative, and also for myself to do good, because I hadn't been out in public in this manner in a long, long time. But I'm excited, and you all know me, I get very excited, and I'm a shy person, but I'm excited. I very seldom get nervous, so I don't feel any type of nervousness or anything. I mean, why would I? This is a topic that I love, you know, really. So if it was something that I didn't feel that I did not know anything about, you know, I'd be like, I need to do a whole lot of research. And it's weird because when you know, when you're up on a topic, this topic is changing every second. So I must congratulate Mitt Romney again for his win on Saturday over Maine. And they all four still have a lot of work to do. And I'm watching Geraldo this morning on Fox, and he was talking with Steve Forbes. And Steve Forbes is obviously now the independent that I was wondering if it was going to be Trump or Forbes to announce a run for the independent, to run as an independent in March, April. So Geraldo asked him if he was still entertaining the thought to get into the presidential race, and he said he didn't have an announcement then, but more than likely he will be getting in the race. That's pretty much what he was saying, that he pretty much getting into the race. I'm still leaning toward Mitt Romney, because that's who I was leaning toward before Perry got in the race. I'm a longtime supporter of Perry, even, you know, as governor of the state of Texas. I support and promote him for his reelection to governor of the state of Texas. But we're not. He's out the race, so it's only four now. It's Gingrich, Romney, Santorum. Now I'm getting brain freeze like Perry. Romney. Okay. And so all four are very intelligent and well, you know, they really know what they're talking about, and including the president. So I'm going to shout out to the president of the first family. So this is definitely whomever wins the GOP nominee is definitely be a good opponent. And then also with Steve Forbes leaning more so to getting into the race as an independent, definitely getting interesting. And then, you know, and then are we looking at the vice, okay, whoever will be chosen GOP presidential nominee, GOP nominee, who would that person choose as a VP? And could we, out of the four, could we be looking at both? Because whoever might be the nominee, I mean, will that person choose one of his fellow rivals right now or someone else? you know, like remit to Donald Trump. Will Donald Trump himself, since he's endorsing him, Forbes is getting, more than likely getting into the race. Who is he thinking about as a VP? Wow. You know, but what is so important are the issues and the platforms. And so I must commend Ms. Christian on including Repubs and Independents also in this political discussion panel, because she told me up front, she said, I'm inviting you because, you know, she did her research, and also we have mutual friends also. She did her research, and because she wanted a, and her Soros wanted a well-balanced political discussion panel, a well-balanced. And, you know, some people don't want to hear anything. If you're, some people, they're in a certain party, don't want to hear anything from another party. But don't you know that it's important to know overall what's going on in politics? Why just, you know, I like Domino's pizza, my mom and I. But a lot of times we want to eat some Pizza Hut or something else. So we keep, you know, it's important to be fed regarding your information, especially in an important election year like this. It's important to know what's going on, period. Really. It's important to know what issues are really important. Who really cares about the issues that are important to you? You know, really. It's very important. And I mean, these have been my thoughts since I was a little girl. What are the platforms? What are the issues? It's not how you can talk about your opponent or bring out their dirt. What's important is how is this politician who's representing we, the people, Russell Simmons was also on Gerardo, and he was like, his opinion, now this is a billionaire talking right now. And yeah, I've been a longtime supporter of Russell Simmons. Yes, he cannot do any wrong, but to me, lies. But he was speaking the truth, because he was like, we need to get the politicians back to working for the people. And you hear a billionaire saying that, you know, the average, everyday Jane and Joe, we definitely should be thinking the same way. We're hearing that talking from someone with deep pockets, more than deep pockets. And so, you know, it is. Politicians represent us. We don't work for them. They represent us. That's what they're called, representatives. The president represents us as a whole, America. Our city councils, just so on. Our governors, I mean, they're representing us. And that's why the American government was created. That's why most governments are created worldwide, so people can have a voice for the masses. And so it's just important for us to know and to understand and to listen to others' viewpoints in a civil manner, and also to present questions and make comments in a civil manner. So I'm very excited about tonight's event. Again, it's called Stop the Clown Around, What's Going On with Our Ringleaders. And that means the political leaders in our country. So, again, thanks for the invite, and looking forward to tonight and this evening. And my goodness, it's supposed to sleep today. And you all, you know, I went to, shout out to my cosmetologist also, Christopher Miles. But do you all know my hair, the humidity got to my hair, and yesterday I had to re-shampoo my hair and reset my hair and sit up on the dryer all last evening. So as I was watching the red carpet on E! News and watching the Grammys, the first half hour I was dozing off up under the hair dryer. So I had to re-roll and set my hair. But I have my Anthony apparel. So I'm wearing I purchased 2 Anthony outfits, 3 wardrobers, and I think I'm wearing the black one. Size medium, for those of you who want to know. But I received a mail or two where Anthony is appearing. I hope he's appearing. His line will be appearing on HSN again on Thursday, February the 16th at 4 a.m., 12 p.m., and 6 p.m., you know, those Eastern Standard Times. So I'm on Central Standard Time. But as soon as Anthony left HSN last week, he rushed on over to London. So he was presenting Anthony Originals on television in London yesterday, I believe. But his Anthony Design Originals were presented again on HSN on Thursday, February the 16th. And I'm assuming that Anthony will be there also to present his new Jamaican Me Crazy line. So he's just fantastic. I love me some Anthony. Have always, for more than 20 years. But I'm so excited, too. I received a mailer that Jackson has a new fabric and craft store in town, in Northeast Jackson. And I'm so excited because most of our fabric stores, we have a lot of home furnishing store fabric stores, but just general, like, clothing fabric or just fabric, period, craft stores, we really don't. So this store is within the Jackson City limits. It's called Joanne Fabric and Craft Stores. And they're celebrating their grand opening on Thursday through Saturday from February 16th to 18th at the Junction location off of I-55. And they're on Facebook also at Joanne. So if you're in other cities and you shop at Joanne's, tell me more about Joanne's. I think there's Joanne's in Dallas. I think I've seen Joanne's there. I know Hancock Fabrics everywhere. We used to have Hancock Fabrics everywhere. One of my friends, Herdy, manages a Hancock Fabric here in the area. But the fabric stores are so important, especially for creatives like myself and, you know, and those that like to get things really custom made and so on. So it's prom season also, so I think back to my prom days. Both of my prom dresses were custom made by a fantastic seamstress. So it's just, you know, if you're not a designer like I are, I need to take more sewing lessons. But I definitely need more fabric, and I need to purchase good fabric to take to my custom tailor, June Wee, which business is located on Ridgewood Road, Ridgewood Alterations, and custom tailoring. I need to go visit June also, and also my other custom tailor is in Miami, Oza Jenkins. We're supposed to celebrate our birthday together this year in August. I can't believe 90 seconds is almost up. It's almost time to close shop on the show this morning, but I'm going to continue after the live streaming stops. And I can't wait till tomorrow to talk about how the event went. You know, I'm sure all fun things that happened at the event tonight. And, of course, Valentine's Day. You know, normally I haven't been normally airing on Tuesdays, but I'm airing tomorrow for Valentine's Day. So I'll be passing be nice romantic songs. And also I am putting together a pre-recorded podcast on my other internet profile at Springer.com, and it's Culture Shot Inc. hyphen. Either you can key in, you can search B True, B period True, TRU, or Beth Williams, BETHWMS. And but I'll be posting it and so on. The it'll be like slow jams from Al B. Sure and Prince again. So again, what's up is it's going to be a fun day, fun evening at Tougaloo College. And also happy Valentine's Day to all my Valentines. And Valentine's Day also to Morris Mills, who's out there in California. My longtime friend has been having a blast celebrating the Grammys. So just say what's up to them if you see them or anything or get a chance to meet them. But again, the live streaming is stopping, but I will continue talking because I want to talk more about the Heartbreakers Ball with Magic City Sirens, which is coming to town in less than 2 weeks. And that's going to be a great event. On Thursday, we'll be talking with Edward Peter Cole II, owner of EC Puffin Entertainment, which is bringing the big event to the Jackson area. The last time the ladies were in town was Halloween weekend on the 29th of October. I missed that show. It was raining a lot that night, too, but a lot of events was going on that weekend also. They had a pretty good turnout. But instead of having it at the auditorium, well, at the Doolin Hall, I think they're having it at a very important venue here in the Jackson area, historical venue, the Alamo Theater. And it's located at 333 North Ferris Street. So the event begins at 7. And again, it's called the Heartbreakers Ball with the Magic City Sirens. And the Magic City Sirens was created by Jezebel Von Jane. And hopefully she will be part of the interview on Thursday when we talk with Peter of EC Puffin. Now, the Magic City Sirens are Birmingham's premier burlesque and vaudeville review. I've been fascinated with burlesque as a vaudeville girl. So, and even Ebony, like I said before, have published an article about burlesque recently. But you can find them on Facebook and on Twitter and MySpace and also LinkedIn to find out more about them and also Google them, like a lot of my friends have done. Those of that would like to know more about them. And they're comprised of many of women of different backgrounds, sizes, shapes, races, and everything. And they have shimmied across stages in Birmingham, Huntsville, Mobile, Pensacola, Boston, Las Vegas, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, and New Orleans, and they have appeared in a multitude of public functions, including parades and charity events. So it's just amazing. But before, my intentions was to, let me slow down a second. So, again, that event is on February 25th, on Saturday, less than 2 weeks away. On that same night, it's going to be a documentary listening party event at the Planetarium, also a documentary by Jay Lee Productions called Black Love 2. I received an invite to that also, but I told them I already had plans to attend the Heartbreakers Ball. But to keep me in the know, and also I invited Jay Lee to be a guest, so hopefully he'll come on before the 25th, and also to invite me to other events. I'm sure they're going to have more like events, like a reception or so on. But or maybe they'll schedule another time. But it's good to have events going on the same night, also give people a choice, or some people who can attend both events. I think that's good too. I wish I could attend both events. That would be good. But I'm already committed to Heartbreakers, and I'm excited and was so upset that I missed the last event. The first time the ladies came to Jacktown was for a Patriot Day event. You know, we're going through Mardi Gras right now in this region. And so every time I get ready to say St. Patrick's Day, Mardi Gras wants to come out of my mouth. Because when we celebrate St. Patrick's Day down here in Jackson, it's like Mardi Gras. Everybody go crazy. All races. Some of us don't have a lick of Irish in us. I have French in me. But from kids to grown people, we just go nuts over St. Patrick's Day. On my Facebook page, I have pictures from St. Patrick's Day celebration from a few years ago. But, yeah, it's a fun deal. So have a little time to go. Oh, I want to talk more about the Grammys. And, I want to talk about Whitney Houston. My intention was to start off with a moment of silence regarding the loss of Whitney Houston. And you all know I'm just still devastated. So I probably would have started crying if I had began talking about Whitney Houston. But The Grammys was very exciting. Before I go on talking about the Grammys, let's take a moment, those of you that are with me right now, let's take a moment of silence and prayer in regarding the life and the loss of one of my favorite entertainers. Anybody who knows me knows how much I love Whitney Houston. You all think I love Prince and B.B. King and so on, but I am crazy about Whitney Houston, and you all know Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey. Those are like my favorite. Wow, you know, those are my favorite that are like my age and that I was, you know, that I've been down with since the beginning, from the beginning. I'm talking about from the beginning. So I'm just devastated. I mean, if I ever got married again and had a wedding the third time, first and second time, I didn't have a wedding. We married it just in peace. My second husband and I, we were supposed to have a second married wedding, but, you know, he decided he didn't want me anymore right before we could do that one. So if I used to think, wow, I think even before I got married the first time, I used to think, wow, Whitney Houston's going to sing at my wedding. You know, and so, my goodness, I don't know. If I get married a third time, maybe my Mary J. Blige or Mariah Carey sing at a wedding. But I don't see, I mean, I still need to get legally single, so I don't see myself getting married a third time. Not anytime soon. I'll be enjoying being single. And I love to experience motherhood, probably before getting married again. But back to being a, before my clock stopped ticking, you know what I'm saying? But again, let's take this moment of silence and also, you know, keep Bobby Brown and Bobby Christina and her mother and all her immediate family members and her friends and supporters like us and just everybody who loved her and loved her work and everything. Just take a moment of silence and prayer for her, for Miss Whitney Houston. Rest in peace, Miss Whitney. Wow. I was just talking about her, if you all recall, on Friday morning with Reg Roughneck. And so I'm just like, oh, my goodness. And then the footage that they have been presenting to us, I mean, she looks good. So it's like, wow, this is something. But the Grammys, congratulations to all of the Grammy winners. And Adele just swept the place, huh? I mean, she won all six of her noms. Congratulations, and her performance was just spectacular. If you all listened yesterday, or listened to the archive show from yesterday, I tell you, I'm waiting to hear Adele. And boy, she had the whole room standing up, huh? Standing room ovation. LL Cool J did a superb job of hosting the Grammys. First time they had a host in over 7 years. Isn't that amazing? But he did a terrific job hosting solo. So that was great. But I love the performances, and congratulations to just all the winners. The band Perry, you know, is from this area, from Madison, Ridgeland area of Jackson, right here north of Jackson, north of Tougaloo. So, you know, congratulations to the gentleman that won from Wisconsin. I liked his acceptance speech. I don't think he missed anybody. But I love the Chris Brown and David, I wouldn't pronounce his last name weird, but I'm crazy about his work. David Guggetti and Foo Fighters, wow. And Deadmau5, I mean, I love electronic house music anyway. And another thing that took me back to my childhood, Glenn Campbell. My God, I loved Glenn Campbell as a kid. Charlie Pride and all. And Glenn Campbell, I mean, he sung that song, Rhinestone Cowboy, like he sung it when I was a kid. I mean, wow, he jammed that song. And the audience was just dancing and having a ball as he performed Rhinestone Cowboy. But I used to love me some Mac Davis and some Glenn Campbell back in the day in the 70s, and I still love and support his music. I love Glenn, some other cats I love, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson. Hey, I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, you all. I don't fake and shake. People, those of you that say, oh, she's so country. Hey, I'm in Mississippi. You know, I'm not going to pretend to be something I'm not. You know, I like better things in life too. But you know, there's better things in life also when it comes to country. And I love all. But yeah, I mean, Glenn Campbell got down big time. I have an uncle with Alzheimer's, and you know, my prayers go out to everybody who experienced Alzheimer's and who have loved ones that have to, you know, that are around their loved ones with Alzheimer's. And you all know beloved late Ronald Reagan, he had Alzheimer's disease. And I have friends who have relatives with Alzheimer's disease. But my uncle, if, you know, he has Alzheimer's. But one good thing about it, I'm glad he does still recognize me. He recognized me this summer, even with, you know, a little weight on me, because he used to say me, Dan. And also, whenever I talk to him on the phone, he recognizes my mom and I. So I'm glad that he still knows who we are, but his Alzheimer's is, you know, it's pretty serious. And that's one also he and I love talking about, politics and our religion and military. So it's just amazing. When it comes to Alzheimer's, it's really something that I've always been interested in. I remember back in high school, one of my dear friends and former classmates who I was very close to, we were assigned papers. I mean, one reason why my show is called Reports, because I always love interviewing people, but also in school, I always loved doing reports. I did reports if they were assigned, and sometimes I would ask for extra credit. I asked to do research papers and get extra credit, you know, add it to a grade or add it to something, because I love to research and I love to write. And so I remember in high school, we were assigned topics to write papers on. And I remember my friend, she did a lot of research on the topic of Alzheimer's. And so that's really when I, and that was before Ronald Reagan was president and doing good and hadn't even been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And but she did a paper on Alzheimer's disease. And my paper was on interracial and interreligious love. When people, you know, when people are in relationships, are married, and spouses are of different races or of different religions. And my second marriage was exactly that. We were different races, even though he definitely adopted, trying to act more African American. He thought I acted a little bit too white. And some people, you know, we talked about Oreos before, right? But people wear different hats. I wear different hats. I just be myself, and I accept me. You can't accept me from me then, you know? And when people are in love, you accept each other, and you grow with each other, and you accept the perfections and the flaws. And so my paper was on interracial love and people that are married that are different religious faiths. But her paper was on Alzheimer's. And so that has been a topic that her doing all her research. We both were like interested in what each other was writing about. So we both became more interested in each other's papers. And so, you know, that was just something I wanted to share, because Alzheimer's is a serious disease. And those of you that have loved ones that have Alzheimer's disease know exactly what I'm talking about. But time is almost up. We have 30 more seconds. So shout out to everyone that plans on coming to the event tonight on Tougaloo campus. And also, if you can't make it worldwide, keep me in your prayers to do good. And happy Valentine's Day to all of my Valentines worldwide. I love you and I thank you. The views of the profile are closing in at 40,000 views. Because the Shock Entertainment Report's marriage with Blog Talk Radio turns one on March 21st. And so we plan on just having a fun time celebrating the anniversary, the birthday.